The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
Hey, and welcome to episode 14 of How You At You, Yeah. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And it's Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the juicy stories, anything she's excited about, any interesting news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
Yes, so first we're going to be talking about Zion T. Wondering where has he been? He's been a bit quiet for a while. There's been whispers in the atmosphere that his contract is going to expire in April next year, which is still quite a way away. Kind of ish. But the reason why that's being brought up is because there has been reports that he may set up his own one-man agency in January. So he's prepping his transition, which I don't blame him, because I think ever since he signed with the Black Label, like, not nothing to do with his music per se, but the amount of promotions that he has has been even less. I don't know if that's like on his side or YG's side, but I would think that would have been a good fit for him, but maybe...
It's true, actually, because I feel like I'm seeing less of him now that he's on a bigger label. And there's, like, lots of... I don't know if it's one of your stories, so sorry if it is, but there's lots of label talks because Zico's company just got acquired, right?
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah, I did mention... I don't know if I mentioned it here or on a past episode of The Static, but yeah, they've been in talks, I think, from... It was around the time, I think, Island started that they've been in talks, and now it's just gone in fruition, I guess. Yeah. I swear, like, Big Hit, they're just getting labels like it's the Infinity Stones. Like,
to the corner shop.
They're just like, I want it all, I want it all, but... Yeah, moving on, Twice will be releasing an English version of I Can't Stop Me on the 30th of November. Why? I don't know, but why not?
What? The only words I remember from the song are the English words anyway.
Can't stop me, can't stop me. Whoa. I don't know, I don't feel like we need English versions of songs, but I guess it helps them expand for people. I don't know, they can't wrap their head around a different language, I don't know. But that's a different... conversation for a different day. What did you think of Aespa's debut song Black Mamba, by the way?
I don't have any strong feelings towards it, to be honest. I feel like it's a strong debut, like it felt more like a comeback rather than a debut. But is it a song I would listen to by choice and like on a daily basis? No. The music video was like, it had a really high production value, kind of reminded me of ITZY's style a little bit.
It gave me
that same sort of feeling, but it was okay.
I feel like it sounds like a song for like a game or something. Do you know what I mean?
It really does,
But anyway, the reason why I brought that up is because I don't know if you watched the video with the subs on, but there was this phrase that kept coming up and it was all in caps called Kangya, which everyone's like, even the Koreans like, what is that? What's that? So basically, that's meant to be the place where all their AI versions live, apparently. However, netizens have realized that that it could be the initials of Aespa's stage name. And because there's only four members, the missing letters are the other initial possible members that could join. So for people that are like, what? So It's spelled K-W-A-N-G-Y-A. So the K is for Karina, W is for Winter. Then A, there's no one in the group with the A yet. N is Ning Ning. Then G is Giselle. And Y, no one yet. And A, no one yet. So there might be three additional members that might join Esper.
My head is spun.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but how is SM feeding all these people? Because they already have their small nation of NCT to feed. How are they feeding all these people?
I don't know about it. This may seem crazy, but an insider before Esper debuted uploaded 7 initials before they debuted, and so far 4 out of the 7 have debuted. So there might be some sort of truth to this. And it's funny you said about NCT becoming a nation, because SM put out something saying how next year they want to debut a bigger unit of NCT with more members, and basically they want to branch out to Europe, Australia, and Africa.
Don't get me started on the NCT Africa memes.
So
I can't right now.
I don't know how that's gonna work, but we'll see if it happens. And just an update from, I don't know if I said it last week, about 101 maybe reuniting to perform at the Mama Awards. It's not going to happen. They said there won't be no performance. I don't know if it's to do with scheduling or whatever, but yeah. Or it could be because of the whole Produce 101 thing in the news right now. So you know how there was like voting manipulation happening, right? Basically, last week, they revealed some of the names. I'm not going to go through all the names. If you want to know, quick Google search. Someone will tell you. Of all the contestants that were wrongly eliminated, basically. Oh. The producing director and the chief director and some other people from different agencies that obviously were in cahoots. They will serve time and have fines and etc. And they're not going to reveal members that have debuted that benefited from it, because obviously... Oh.
Yeah.
You don't want to attack. They are probably don't even know what's going on. So apparently with that, Mnet released a statement basically saying they're sorry that this has happened, and they apologize to the trainees and their families, and that they're going to get some sort of compensation. And that's the end of Hot Topics. Woo! If you want to send us any stories or want us to talk about anything in particular, you can send us on social media at HowYouAtYou, or you can be formal, send us an email at howyoutea@gmail.com. All right, so moving on to our next section called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, etc. Again, you can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can DM us. And Shay, take it away.
Yeah, okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is how y'all stan people of color idols and still seem to be racist to black stans or other people of color stans and invalidate when we point out issues, thoughts and feelings.
I hate this. I absolutely hate this, but it's so true.
It is.
And the only standout thing that I can think on the top of my head is during when Black Lives Matter was at the forefront of everyone's minds. Obviously, there were certain fans that felt like certain groups should speak up or donate because obviously their music is influenced by black culture. I would say the tweets that I saw regarding that, it wasn't trying to be preachy or anything. It was more of, you know, you're benefiting off something, and at the end of the day we're just people. If you see someone in trouble, people in trouble, wouldn't you want to help anyway? Just taking the whole race out of it, right? And then you have these people like and then when certain groups did do stuff like donate or speak up or sign petitions or share petitions, you have these annoying people saying, oh, are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Like, my thing is, it's always those people. It's like, it's not your conversation. Like, I don't feel like you should be getting involved when something doesn't have a direct effect on you or you don't know much about something. Especially like we all as like K stans and K-pop stans know that they love a bit of hip hop and R&B, like they love it, they milk it, and it's what a lot of groups have built their foundations on. They as trainees, they breathe it, they sleep it, they're trained with Black influence music and dance. And a lot of their songwriters and producers and dance teachers are people of color. So I feel like there's a discussion between people of color who are being affected, and I don't feel like other people need to get involved.
This opinion shouldn't be unpopular. Like,
exactly.
At the end of the day, yeah, we're people and we have feelings and we're not animals and we don't want to be treated like animals.
Hmm.
So I don't know why that's so hard for people to wrap their head around. But anyway.
So moving on, our next unpopular opinion is, I don't find a lot of Koreans good looking, especially the ones in K-pop.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Cool. But also, like, I'm not saying everyone has to find everyone attractive, but I don't know how people can generalize their opinion on a whole race of people, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Because even if you don't, even if you're not like romantically attracted to someone, you can see someone's good looking.
Mm, but I don't think they said they don't find a lot. So there's that small few that
I guess
they might. I guess you can argue the fact that K-pop has a certain look, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe there's not, that's in not groups, the look is not really diverse. Not saying that everyone looks the same, but in terms of aesthetically, it's not really diversified because not every, or most Koreans don't look like that. So there is, maybe this person's trying to say, mix it up a little bit. Let's see different definitions of beauty, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. I guess because they said they don't find a lot of Koreans good looking, and then especially the ones in K-pop. So they just don't like anybody.
I don't know, maybe I feel like I'm reading too much into this one line opinion. But maybe because of, if you think about it, they always wear makeup, and you can argue that, you know, maybe she doesn't like, or they don't, he or they yeah. don't like the yeah, polished,
like,
look.
Not everything's a bit of you, but I was just like, in my head, I'm comparing it to someone saying, like, I don't think any Black people are good looking, especially the ones in music. It's like, all of them?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, if that's your opinion, that's
but, cool. You know, this person, like, I don't know where, I'm guessing, was this from your TikTok, yeah?
Yes.
You better be careful, and I hope you explain yourself, because it can come off a bit racist. But, do you know what I mean? Because you're generalizing, as you said, a whole race.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what this person means, because I'm trying to see it from, like, a K-pop aesthetic side.
Yeah.
And they didn't say all, they just said they don't find a lot, but maybe just to cover your back.
Elaborate. So our next unpopular opinion is, overly biased voting is annoying and ruins award shows. It should be called who is the most popular and who has the most fans instead. And another person replied to this comment also saying, I also think that awards should be based on the quality of the song, not just the impact and how much hype it gets.
I agree.
Same.
I feel like if the award show is called the Fan Awards or whatever, then that's different. I don't know if it's still ongoing. You know, you can vote for certain awards for Mamas or whatever. I don't know if it is for the Mama Awards. But I think there was like one category for like best dance performance or whatever. And I think the two at the top was Hwasa. What song was it? I can't remember what song it was. It was Hwasa. It might have been Maria, I'm not sure. And then it was Taemin, Criminal. Now, I like both of them, but Taemin killed that ish, right? And he's not number one.
Huh?
It's Hwasa that's number one at the moment. Last time I saw it, which doesn't even make any sense to me. Like,
I'm lost. Like, when Taemin dances, he turns into like this ethereal demon being, and like it's an experience. What does that mean?
So stuff like that irks me. Yeah,
I'm like, even in my head right now, sort of aside from this, I'm trying to think of like who could have a dance battle with Taemin and win. Because, like, he is, like, his own type of dancing, and it's...
Yeah, he's his own genre.
I feel like a lot of the time, I think it even happens with movies sometimes, but the only thing that I see more in, like, the movie world is that sometimes awards aren't given out just based on how popular a film is. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes films will win awards that you've never even heard of, or it wasn't even super mainstream. It's more so based on the content. And it's not saying that the people that win these music awards a lot of the time aren't talented, but there are some other maybe smaller artists or smaller groups that make really high quality songs and piece of content and that sort of thing that don't get as much recognition, I guess.
Yeah, so we agree.
Our next unpopular opinion is, this one is for the fans. Please stop trying to be friends with that Asian person just because they are Asian. Please.
Yeah, don't do that. That's very fetishy.
That's very scary.
Why? Just because...
See, the only way I could try to add a dash of logic on is maybe a situation that may be taken out of context, but if you try to maybe get a Japanese friend because you're learning Japanese, so you want to have someone to communicate with and to practice with, but if you're just trying to get people, that's scary.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy. Don't do that. Also, if there is anyone, like, not even just Korean, just Asian, and they feel like they're just being friends with you because you're Asian, or if someone's approached you and like another friend and was like, oh, I don't know, Bob is only your friend because you're Japanese, I would really be interested to hear your story. So if anyone has a story like that, can you message us?
Yes, please, send it our way. Yeah, but don't do that, guys. That's weird. Our next up of the opinion is, Boy With Love would have been better if Halsey wasn't a part of it. Just my opinion.
Well, she was hardly in it anyway, so...
I'm trying to, like, no offense to Halsey, like, she does her thing, and I feel like she's a good artist, but she didn't do anything detrimental to the song.
Yeah, she didn't ruin it, and didn't, no offense, I don't have anything against her, she didn't really add anything to it either, so...
Exactly.
I don't know, I just felt like, because, you know, BTS are friends with her, I don't know, it's like, if I'm in a movie and I'm allowed to bring Shay to be, like, my best friend... She may not have many lines, but she's just there just because. That's what I felt like it was.
Yeah.
It's just like, jump in.
And they, at least from what we were shown and like the videos and their interactions, like they got on pretty well. So,
yeah.
Like if they were happy, that's that. I guess we don't agree with this one because she didn't do it.
I don't agree or disagree. It's just like, I don't think the song would be drastically better if she wasn't there.
Yeah.
And her being there doesn't make the song drastically worse. Because she's hardly in it, so I'm just indifferent. Okay, now it's time for K-pop Dilemma. Again, you can send it to the same email. Well, we only have one email. Why did I say it like that? howut@gmail.com. Am I reading it or are you reading it?
You can read it.
Okay. This person goes, hey, so I live in Korea and I had a dude on Tinder say he likes hip hop and he wants me to teach him black words. He hella cute and I'm lonely, so LOL. What? First of all, what are black words?
Would like to know black words.
I can you teach me black words? Because I don't know what black words are. I don't know words have color.
Are we even black if we don't know black words?
I don't think we are, you know.
What does that
girl
mean?
This I'm guessing this person is black because I can't, it would be weird if this dude went to someone
let's
else
not make it weird, it? Like it's already let's
so I'm just gonna assume your race, so I'm sorry if you're not. I'm guessing you're black,
or at least this, black passing, hopefully.
Yeah, or biracial. But this is like that unpopular opinion about please stop trying to be friends with people that are Asian. This is just a reverse.
Una reverse card, honestly.
I know you're lonely and it's a pandemic. Don't do it. Okay? Just keep swiping, girl.
Unmatch. Put the phone down. Light a candle. Pick up a book. Have a nice night. Like, no.
Did this person just assume you like hip hop? Because if this dude did, that's very problematic. Especially if you're black.
This just doesn't sound good.
Girl, I know you're lonely. I don't care how cute this guy is. It's just good. No. Don't do it. Just, as I said, keep swiping. You find someone cuter and someone that doesn't say problematic things like, teach me black words. And that's the end of K-pop Dilemmas. And say what? Again, if you have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, stories, then just email us at howut@gmail.com or if you're lazy, because I know y'all are, you can DM us on social media as well.
So now we've come towards the end of the episode and it's time for On The Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will tell you what we're excited for, what we're listening to, or anything that we're watching that we think you guys should know about. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
So on my radar, I have two things. The first thing is I started rewatching the K-drama Pinocchio. Have you watched that?
Oh God.
I know it ends terrible because I remember I was really upset with the ending. I don't remember how it ended because I watched it years ago. But yeah, for some reason, I've started rewatching it. The first few episodes are really good. I know it gets a bit rushed near the end, but I feel like that's most K-dramas. I feel like, because the way production is set up, right, mm-hmm. is, for example, if you pitch me a drama, just mm-hmm. say you've written, you have to write a certain amount of episodes. So you just say you've written about 5, right?
Okay.
So once I'm like, yes, it looks great, sounds great. But we don't want you to write any more episodes because we want to see what the ratings are like. So then by the time you get to episode 5 and it's like banging, they're like, okay, but are you ready for episode 6? You're like, no. So now you're like, shh. And of course, the episode 6 is not the same quality as 1 to 5 because you've written it last week and it's in production next week. So that's why some K-dramas end a bit weird, if you didn't know. But yeah, I started watching that. And another thing that's on my radar is, do you know from PLT, Gaho? So he's just been doing covers recently. He's done another Blackpink cover to Love Sick Girl. And it bangs. Lovely. It bangs. I'm loving the arrangement. Me and my homegirls are feeling it. but yeah, it was pretty good. So yeah, that's what's on my radar.
Lovely, lovely. Very interesting. I think I must have watched Pinocchio like a few years back, and I can't say what episode I stopped at, but I stopped early when the fake incest situation was introduced.
That's very early.
So I was like, oh yeah, nah, this ain't a bit of me. But yeah, is it? Yeah, maybe I try again. I was just like, oh, what's that? But my radar, so mentioned it briefly earlier, but NCT Africa, memes have been sending me. I've seen memes about Lucas being able to go back home finally and meet Hyunmin. I've seen all kinds of, I think their latest comeback, I don't remember what it's called, 1980 or something like that.
What?
It's like a 1980 back in the day type vibe.
What, the situation. 90s thing?
Yeah.
Girl bar.
And they had I don't know if it was an edit, but I'm sure they had some sort of do-rag on.
Yeah, they did. I know Mark did.
Yeah, so they were there were people on Twitter and TikTok y'all manifested this, y'all were asking for NCT Africa. so that the memes have been interesting. Yeah, bit interesting. And then I started watching Start Up again. It's a really good drama. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just keep taking breaks from watching it.
Listen, the K-drama episodes are really long.
Yeah, they are.
The thing is, what's weird is I can watch a series, right? Just an American series or whatever, and each episode is 30 minutes. Yeah. And I could watch 6 episodes in a day and it doesn't feel like it. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's because I can see the 1 hour 15 timeline, I'm like, oh, I need a break.
No, they're making movies. Each episode's a movie. But yeah, it's good so far. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
it's just because it's so long, you have to, it's like one of those things that if you're not too tired at the end of the day, you can watch it then. Because I can't think, I cannot try and sit down for 2 hours in the middle of my day to watch a K-drama. Yeah. That's that.
Interesting. And that's all we got time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to halut@gmail.com or just hit us up on our socials.
I've been Shanice from K-Popbox. You can follow me on Instagram @K-Popbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at @TheK-Way_100 on Instagram as well.
And we will
holla at you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. The outcome of an opioid emergency may depend on a quick response. Accidental overdose can happen anytime, even if the opioid pain medicine is prescribed. Due to COVID-19, emergency services could be slower to arrive. Get prepared. Get Naloxone, a potentially life-saving reversal agent with no prescription directly from your pharmacy. Having Naloxone available allows you to respond first, not a substitute for emergency medical care. Learn more at opioidsafetyplan.com. That's OPIOIDsafetyplan.com.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.